Testing, testing. 1, 2. Mic check, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Input 3, checking, testing. 1, 2, 3. Peru, Peru, Peru. Bolivar, my name is Paul. I'm taking the PMP exam from Peru. Bolivar, Peru.
Welcome to Healthy Schvelty, the healthcare podcast using humor and curiosity to sort through healthcare so you can stop getting schmelty and start getting healthy. On this episode, we're talking about good news, everyone. Let's play that tag. Dr. Farnsworth, get in there.
Good news, everyone!
All right, and thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you very much, Doctor Farnsworth. And that maleficent voice over there with the sweet, dulcet tones was none other than my homeboy, Abhinav.
Thanks. Yeah, good to be here. For the listeners out there who don't know, I guess I've been maybe on one other show we did remotely, but I am here in person looking at Rishi, staring at him in the face in his second bedroom, his guest bedroom / podcast studio.
Yeah.
And it's great. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
You made a real mess of this place. I'm going to charge your bill. Abhinav is here. He's from the Houston area, and he's part of the Mockingbird Network. Do you want to give us a little, tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, it's just a, you know, podcast network. I think there's something like 10 different shows on there, and you can go to mockingbirdnetwork.com. It's not just Texas themed. It's not just Houston themed, predominantly comedy, a little bit of news here and there.
Cool.
Mockingbird Network.
Mockingbird. It has 5% relation to the To Kill a Mockingbird universe of content. Is that right?
I don't know if the hosts are adulterous. Is that the No, that's the Scarlet Letter.
That's the Scarlet Letter. To Kill a Mockingbird is the little girl whose dad is Atticus Finch, who's the lawyer, who's representing a black guy who's a one-armed black man who... you never read this book?
I guess I've
Holy
never read
cow,
it.
Man. You need to...
To Kill a Mockingbird.
You need to kill a mockingbird right now.
Okay.
And then read the book To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee. It's okay. A fantastic book. I think I read that book I read that book all the time because it just fills my soul. It's like chicken noodle soup.
All right.
It's a very good book.
Well, I think we can wrap up the episode.
This is the whole episode. Okay, so now that we've talked about the Mockingbird Network and To Kill a Mockingbird universe of books, which includes two books, a giant universe indeed, let's get into the meat of this episode, which is sharing good news with all of you. You know, I've been doing good news, everyone, as a segment on various episodes of my podcast, Healthy Schmelty. It's usually like a 10-minute segment, the idea being that the news tends to be either trying to make you scared or some kind of fear-based emotion, in my opinion. And oftentimes, getting involved with what's in the news kind of distracts you from the achievements that the human population is making, whether that's over here in America or a different country. And so I like to share, like, what are the positive things going on in the world? And Abhinav, you actually mentioned this to me. I wasn't aware of this. So the health insurance company Cigna, it is doing a ad campaign which brought together Queen Latifah, Nick Jonas, and Ted Danson. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so my introduction to this ad campaign was watching TV. Maybe it was on Instagram also. But Queen Latifah comes on the screen and she's in the middle of traffic, completely gridlocked, and she starts talking about stress, rubbing her neck, and the connection between physical health and emotional health. And I thought that was interesting because she's encouraging us to go see our private practitioner, our doctors, and she makes sure to call out to not just talk about what's ailing us physically, but also what's ailing us emotionally. And to see that on television, especially coming from a health insurance company, you know, you think mental well-being, oh, I should go see a therapist.
Right.
Or talk to my friends or people that I trust. But so I saw some stats. I think they saw maybe in the last year after this ad campaign, a 20% uptick in its customers going to see their doctor. So I think of ads as kind of crap or something we fast forward through, but looks like it's actually having an impact.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm generally always disappointed in myself whenever I feel myself getting influenced by an ad. But this is pretty cool. I like a positive themed ad as well. And actually about the whole mental wellness thing, because I go get my annual checkup every year. And recently I just did mine for this year. And my doctor, she asked me about, you know, how are you doing emotionally? It was the first time that a doctor actually talked about my mental well-being more in depth. Generally, the previous doctor that I had, they would kind of ask me how I'm liking my job. That was pretty much it. But this one is actually my current doctor was asking me about, like, oh, how are your relationships and stuff like that. I was like, dang, bro, like, how long do you want to be here? But yeah, really cool. And I'll be sharing all the articles that we're discussing here at rishib.com for the show notes of this episode. Once again, that's rishib.com, RISHIBEE.com. And you can see the ads with Queen Latifah, which is one that Abhinav saw, Nick Jonas, and there's also Ted Danson doing a little Ted Danson probably on the camera.
So I'm partnering with Cigna to remind you that your emotional and physical health are more connected than you might think. You're going to be fine.
Get your annual checkup and be open with how you're feeling, physically and emotionally. Body and mind. Cigna, together.
Okay, let's move on from that to the next article. You know, if you're looking for positive news, I generally, the first place that I go to is science, because science just can't compete with the sex and the salaciousness that politics offers as far as news media. Science is going to be tucked away deep, unless some scientists missed an asteroid or they found a new planet. Those are the ones that kind of tend to peak up.
Or there's been an outbreak of some disease.
There's been an outbreak, yes.
Yeah.
So,
which is bad news.
Right, which is, yeah, exactly. It's generally something involving bad news or making fun of scientists. So every now and then I like to see one where a science study went successful or something dramatic was done in the science world. And this one is pretty cool. This one's coming from China. The headline of this article is "Mosquito Population Successfully Suppressed Through Pilot Study Using Nuclear Technique in China." So in a nutshell, what this article is about is this research team in China, they, for the first time, suppressed the population of mosquitoes not using chemicals of some kind, but instead what they did is they released sterile male mosquitoes. So they released them as kind of a long-term strategy. So they released them into the wild, and then over time, because the males were sterile, the population of mosquitoes dwindled in a technique that's known as nuclear sterile insect technique, which for some reason has been abbreviated to SIT, not NSIT. But hey, what do I know? I'm not a scientist. So what do I know about acronyms? But yeah, I thought this was pretty cool. There's a lot of interesting factors about how exactly this group did this. They were in the area of Guangzhou, China. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. And yeah, pretty cool. So make sure you check that out. But mosquitoes, right? Isn't that good?
Yeah, and I think I saw a different article.
Okay.
That it is happening here in the United States as well. A project that Google is either funding or helping to organize. They released 20 million sterilized male mosquitoes in California.
Hmm.
And yeah, same thing, just encouraging premarital sex amongst insects. You know, by the time they realize that, oh, my baby's not here, they're already dead because the lifespan is short. And, you know, it's interesting because mosquitoes are one of those things that are bad news for everybody. I've heard, this might be a rumor, they don't actually play a substantive role in our global ecosystem.
I've heard that too.
They just annoy us and spread disease. And so this sterilization technique not only makes it so that there aren't any offspring anytime these millions of mosquitoes mate, but you think that, okay, so we're seeing long-term gains at the expense of short-term, you know, 20 million or 20 million plus mosquitoes being released. Just because they're not producing offspring doesn't mean they're not sucking our blood.
Yeah.
But there's also another benefit in that this technique reduces the spread of the virus. So the mosquitoes that have been sterilized are also less likely to spread Zika and
right.
whatever else.
I think the one that in this article is dengue. So dengue. Zika and dengue. Yeah, I'm always leery about the thing about the mosquitoes not really contributing to the global population or whatever.
How do we know?
Exactly.
Basically, we're wrong. We could be wrong.
And we have been wrong. So let's not wipe out an entire animal on purpose. Let's let volcanoes do that. Okay, well, so that was an interesting study. I hope everyone found that interesting.
Decreasing
mosquitoes, man. They're biting you right now.
Yeah.
And woman. Man and woman alike. And Z's. All right, the next story is from my man, Alex Albisu. So, Alex was a guest on Healthy Schmelty a while ago. We were talking about healthcare in medieval times. It's an interesting episode. I used the story arcs and story episodes from Game of Thrones to create metaphors and analogies to things that actually happened during the medieval times. It's a lot of fun. For example, one thing that I remember is lobotomies was really big back in the day. So if you had a mental health problem of any kind, they were getting in your brain, whether you wanted to or not. And, oh, another favorite one, which I just remembered, is if you're a woman, you were pretty much screwed. Both metaphorically speaking and literally speaking, a lot of times young women who are complaining of, you know, premenstrual cycles and all that stuff, a lot of times the solution the almost majority male doctor would provide is to have sex with you. And so, a lot of fun times happening during the medieval times.
Oh my god.
But Alex...
That's bad news.
Yeah, that is bad news. But Alex shared an interesting story about... related to suicide. And by the way, Alex can be found on Twitter, Alex Albisu. And then also check out his podcast, The Dad Chronicles.
Yeah, so just to put a little bit of context around this... my job kind of takes me around. I've been doing a bit of travel lately. We went to a conference my company put on around delivering, you know, really powerful customer experiences. We work with a plethora of customers who we empower to deliver customer experiences. And one of those customers is the Crisis Services of Canada. So at the sessions yesterday, I just got home from a trip, and I heard this story yesterday, and it really resonated for this segment, so I wanted to share it. It was about a woman who decided, you know, she was feeling depressed. She had thoughts of suicide, and she ended up feeling so concerned about it that she ended up going to a hospital. She's from Canada. She went up to a hospital, a local one, you know, in her neighborhood. And she ended up sitting down in the waiting room. And really, you know, I guess it was pretty evident that something was wrong with her. There was a gentleman there who was providing some direction as far as, hey, you know, like he was a volunteer, right? Like he wasn't somebody that was working at the hospital as a doctor or a nurse or something. He was an elderly man. And he ended up seeing her sitting by herself and stopped everything he was doing and just sat down and had a moment with her, just connected with her. And she said that that specific moment is what kept her from committing suicide. In the spirit of mental health and knowing what this podcast is about, I wanted to share that, you know, this person was so inspired by that. Now she works as one of the top top folks over at Canada Suicide Prevention Service. It is a wonderful charity, and what they offer is tremendously helpful. The statistics that they were sharing were amazing about how they've stopped in progress suicides through you know the services that they offer. So you know, I think a lesson learned is, you know, you see somebody who looks like they're having a bad day, take a moment to connect with them. I think that that's a really powerful thing that takes very little effort and could potentially save somebody's
life.
That's
an amazing story. I love that. And that was a volunteer who did that. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Thanks, Alex. Okay, the next story to share, the good news for the good news, everyone, is Pink Floyd's guitarist Dave Gilmour sells $21.5 million guitar collection and donates all the proceeds to fight global warming. And this, wow. Yeah, isn't that pretty sweet?
I see one guitar on there that sold for almost $4 million.
Yeah, so this article I pulled up, they're more interested in the guitars that were sold
than the rising temperatures and how this money will.
One interesting thing I saw in this article, this auction that sold Dave Gilmour's guitars, they drummed up support for the auction beforehand, where David Gilmour worked with a team to create a virtual showcase of his guitars so you could like see them before buying, which I thought was really sweet. So I saw that a side effect of him kind of pumping and, you know, marketing for his auction was that I think it's like one of the highest or the highest auctions of music related items ever. And he donated all that to, for global warming causes that are fighting global warming. Once again, this article cared more about the guitars than what causes David Gilmour specifically contributed to, or what organizations he contributed
to. It's like journalist Mike Hanlon.
Yeah.
Has some messed up priorities.
Mikey H, as he's known on the streets. Yeah. Good old Mikey H with the guitars. But I'll be sharing that and on the show notes for this episode. So if you want more details, make sure to check that out. Now, the last article here that I wanted to share is from The Economist. The headline is, "In Fighting Cancer, Look to What Other Animals Do." So this is really interesting. So in 1977, an epidemiologist at Oxford University, he observed a contradiction. I'm just going to read the opening paragraph here because I think it's pretty cool. "Cancer begins as a mutation in a single cell. Organisms with more cells should therefore have a higher risk of developing it. Elephants, which have 100 times as many cells as human beings do, should swarm with malignancies. Whales, with 10 times more again, should be barnacled with tumors. But in fact, the planet's behemoths are blessed with extremely low rates of cancer." So this was back in 1977. And if you read through the article, they'll talk about like how studies have been done since to kind of figure out what exactly is going on with whales and elephants and these behemoth animals, where they have lower rates of cancer than us puny little humans do.
Is it because cigarettes don't work underwater?
But this is a pretty cool article from The Economist. The Economist always has funly written articles
Fundamentally well-written articles.
Fundamentally Christian articles.
Nice.
Like, whales should be barnacle with tumors. That's a great sentence.
Yeah, looks like, who's the author on this?
This is our man, Mikey H.
This isn't Mike. He's really... Oh, they don't have it. Okay, that's how professional they are.
Yeah, yeah. Science and technology group.
Charles R. Economist. Okay, so what's the story here? Why? What have they found out? More cells should mean more cancer, but it's not happening. And so...
So the latest here is that a group at Arizona University, they sequenced the genome of the humpback whale, and they looked for tumor-suppressing genes. And that's about as far as I got. So I don't know exactly where they landed with, but the point of this article is that they're studying these large animals, and their research is making progress in our overall fight against cancer. So they're turning to animals for help for that. Isn't that pretty cool? I mean, it's not essentially directly good news, but it's that down the line, we will have good news.
Yeah.
You know? So the fight against cancer, it's ever evolving, as you can imagine. And our friends on this planet are helping us do that. So thank you, whales, and thank you, elephants. When's the last time you thanked a whale, Abina?
Just this morning, but I can do it again.
Yeah, why don't you do it again? All right. And lastly, I wanted to share a good news story from myself. So here's a story, which is going to be foreign to my friend Abino here, I'm sure. So I was a wee lad living in a small town in Michigan, Troy. And I was a wee lad and I went to school and I had a friend named Abinov. And then we were living together in the same area, but then I moved to a different town. And then soon after, Abinov moved.
To a different town.
To a different state, right?
Well, from Troy, I went to Sterling Heights. And I think from Troy, you went to Shelby Township.
I went to Shelby Township.
And then I moved to a different state.
You moved to Texas, correct?
Texas.
Yeah. So Abinov moves. And this is before Facebook and stuff. So, I mean, we call occasionally, but I don't even know if we did that necessarily.
I think we sent letters because I have a couple like typed up letters from you, but you would always sign them in pencil. Like you would, as a young kid, you would take the time to type these
the letter.
Letters out, but you would make sure to sign them in pencil. Like you were, I don't know, a doctor or a congressman or something.
A modern day John Hancock. Yeah. Sure, I guess doctors do that. But
anyone professional or with some sort of official authority.
Yeah. So anyways, time goes on. Abinov and I, we occasionally hang out, but I mean, years go by and we probably hung out a total of like 3 or 4 times or whatever over the years. But then through the course of social media and everything, Abinov and I are hitting each other up fairly often. And now it's led to our relationship remaining intact. And we chat, you know, fairly regularly now. So I think that's a little bit of good news. You know, everyone's crapping on social media lately about digital privacy and how everyone's just staring at their phones all the time. But occasionally it leads to two friends who were homeboys back in the day being able to continue being homeboys in the current day.
Yeah.
And I just think that's good news and powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Right?
I mean, I never would have thought that I'd actually physically be here, but
yeah,
here I am and here we are.
Here you are talking into a microphone with a sock on it.
Uh-huh. we're working on the equipment upgrades here.
But, how about a cheers to that?
Shout out to socks for being unofficial windscreens and friendship. Great to see you, Rishi.
Great to see you as well, Abinov. Thank you all very much for listening. Thank you, Abina, for being here. That was good news, everyone.
Good news, everyone!
And that was great news. From good to great.
That was great news, everyone. And with that, I will say au revoir.
Adios.